It's down to 2 weeks till Election Day. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, and President Biden has a message for Democrats at National Committee headquarters.
If we get people out to vote, we win.
The president says the midterm elections are not a referendum, but a choice.
Between two vastly different visions for America.
In the closing days of the campaign, the president is touting legislative accomplishments like the Inflation Reduction Act and COVID relief, and warns Republicans would threaten Social Security.
Fox's Jared Halvern. Now today, the president, who's urging Americans to get COVID booster shots, will roll up his sleeve and get a jab of the booster updated with more protection from Omicron subvariants months after he got COVID. Republicans blame Biden, the Democrats, for COVID-related spending for inflation, which was an issue in Florida last night.
We have the worst inflation of 40 years. It's much more expensive to replace a roof today than just 3 years ago, thanks to the Biden-Crisp policies. That, unfortunately, is contributing to the increase.
The Republican Governor Ron DeSantis faced Democrat rival Charlie Crist in the debate on WPEC and the Sinclair Broadcast Group. Crist, who's pro-choice, brought up abortion.
Governor DeSantis has signed a bill that would restrict that right, even in cases of rape or incest.
Tonight there will be a debate in a key Pennsylvania Senate race between Republican Dr. Mehmet Oz and John Fetterman. The Democrat's health could be a topic of discussion as he recovers from a stroke. In Britain, Liz Truss is on her way out after just 7 weeks as Prime Minister.
I believe in the British people, and I know that brighter days lie ahead.
She wished Rishi Sunak well. He'll take over as Prime Minister today after meeting with the King. There's no school today at Central VPA High in South St. Louis the day after a shooting.
We put a big old bookshelf over the door, and I still wasn't really believing it until I started hearing all gunshots.
Then that student says panic set in. A 19-year-old who graduated last year stormed in, killed a teacher and a student, and wounded seven others until police shot and killed him. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Jury selection will continue today in New York City to put the Trump Organization on trial for tax fraud. Its chief financial officer, Alan Weisselberg, who already pleaded guilty, will testify against the company. Former President Trump himself is not on trial here. In court in Georgia, more witnesses will testify at a trial over abortion in a lawsuit challenging the state's law banning most abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy.
The ACLU argues Georgia can't enforce a law banning most abortions that was passed while Roe v. Wade was still in effect, and that the heartbeat law disallowing abortions if fetal heartbeats are found violates Georgia's state constitution. Solicitor General Stephen Petrani says otherwise.
These are unborn children that the state wants to protect, and there is no way of protecting them except to keep people from aborting them.
The judge did not block the law from taking effect while the lawsuit plays out. It was passed and signed back in 2019. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Brittany Griner's case is back in court today in Russia, where the star American basketball player is serving a 9-year prison sentence for possessing hash cannabis vaping oil.
Lawyers for jailed WNBA player Brittany Griner say she does not expect any miracles during her Moscow appeal hearing on her conviction and 9-year prison sentence for possessing cannabis oil at a Russian airport. but is hopeful the court will hear the arguments of the defense and reduce the term, noting the judge's verdict is expected within the day.
That's Fox's Kristen Goodwin. Kanye West keeps facing backlash over comments the rapper made criticized as anti-Semitic and offensive. Adidas has just ended its partnership with him, calling what he said unacceptable, hateful, and dangerous. West's talent agencies also dropped him. On Wall Street, stock futures are falling the day after more big gains. And on Monday Night Football, the Chicago Bears beat the New England Patriots 33-14. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.